Hi everybody, this is my next video. I just wanted to talk to you guys about classification of buyers. So what does that mean? There are different types of buyers. So we have what we call A buyers, B buyers, and C buyers. So they're just different ways to classify the temperature of every buyer that you're going to work with. I never like to say that any buyer is bad per se, but I'd like to say more that some are just not ready. So for instance, you know, all the buyers that agents love to work with are the ones that are A buyers. Ideally, you should be working with a rotating 10 A buyers. So what that means is after you speak to them and you have that conversation and you qualify them and you know their story, you put them into a category so that you know how to actually handle that buyer. So the A category basically is a buyer that is ready. The buyer has their money in the bank. They have their pre-approval ready. They maybe made an offer on another place and they lost it. So that you know, one thing is that they're making offers, and then the other thing is that they, you know, have already been through a process. So you know that they've already had some sort of experience and they may make a better offer the next time because they don't want to lose the place. So it's just experience that they've been through before. So that's very good. And then also the motivation of the buyer would put them in the A category, I think, more than anything else, mainly because, let's say, for instance, their lease is up. They have to be out in 3 months. You know, they're renting in a house where the landlord is selling and they want to buy, or, you know, they have a baby on the way and they need to get a bigger apartment. They live in a studio. They need a one bedroom, a two bedroom, whatever it is. Or they're moving positions and they need to relocate, and therefore they need to be in a different state by a certain time. So all of these are classifications of an A buyer. That's someone who is motivated, ready to buy now. And then you have your B buyers. So as you're speaking to people, sometimes people are just not ready, which could be the reason why they're not answering the phone, they're not calling you back, they're maybe canceling on appointments with you, because the level of motivation is just not there yet. It doesn't mean they're a bad buyer. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. The one thing that we all have to remember is when we receive leads from whatever source, whether it be Zillow or, you know, a company website or anything like that, or a referral, sometimes you have to treat these people as if they're people, because they are. They're not just a lead. You know, it's not a number. It's not a number coming in and, you know, churn and burn. It's a person. So you need to actually treat them like a person and figure out their situation so that you can put them in the right category and you know the right way to help them, because everybody needs some sort of help. It's just a matter of what category you put them in and therefore how do you help them. So that B buyer may be someone that's looking in, you know, 3 to 6 months from now. They're not just ready yet. Maybe they're poking around online. Somehow you got the lead. You know, they're interested in seeing something, but, you know, they might look, they might window shop and, you know, not necessarily put in any offers yet. Maybe they were thinking about relocating their job, or they were thinking about upsizing or downsizing or something like that. But it's just almost a thought. It's not really there just yet. You know, maybe they didn't get their pre-approval yet. They do want to buy, but they're kind of taking slow steps. So for this type of person, I would say, you know, make sure that you give them the direction that they need. It could be someone, you know, like I said, they didn't have their pre-approval yet. So what you would do is want to connect them with your mortgage partner. So we would call Freedom Mortgage and say, hey, Freedom, you know, we need you to help out with this wonderful customer that needs that pre-approval. And then you would connect them. And I would say get them both on the phone and whatever mortgage company that you're partnering with, and say, hey, this person, I have this other person, connect them, You know, if you can help them out, they need a pre-approval. They're looking to buy a single family condo, co-op, whatever that is. So that's one step for a B buyer. The other thing is that you might get someone in the B category that they're not really sure what they want to buy yet. Maybe they're trying to determine that. Sometimes people just see price, and especially in New York City, we all know that co-ops are the best price that you're going to get. And what happens is people just automatically think, oh, well, you know, that's the most decently priced thing that I'm going to get, so I'm going to just buy a co-op. But they don't really know the process. So sometimes you have to educate them, and then it may turn out that a co-op is not right for them. They may need a condo or a single family house. They may choose to move to, you know, instead of Brooklyn, maybe Staten Island. There's so many options that can happen. But it's just about educating that buyer and then keeping in touch. So you want to put them on some sort of drip plan. So for your A buyer, you're going to put them on e-alerts, get them looking at properties, things like that. For your B buyer, you're going to put them on alerts for properties, but you're also going to put them on a campaign, which kind of checks in with them every now and then, which you should be doing anyway. And we'll get to that in a minute. So you want to set them up on that email drip campaign so that eventually, when they're ready, they will kind of reach out to you. But you also want to do your follow-up. So let's talk about C buyers now. So C buyers are probably the least motivated. Doesn't mean that they won't ever buy anything. It's just that there's probably, you know, no motivation. So for instance, let's say someone lives in their parents' house, and the parents have a basement apartment, and they live in the basement apartment or the first floor apartment. You know, they're not paying rent. They're kind of in an ideal situation and not a heavily financial situation. So there's no motivation. You know, no one's kicking them out. They're not moving. They're not really relocating their job. Just eventually at some point in their life, they do want to take that next step and purchase a property. So that person will eventually purchase a property. More likely, but they're just not ready. So that may be someone like a year out. And this person is someone you want to keep in touch with as well, because when a person finally gets the motivation to buy, you want them to remember you. You want them to say, you know what? Josephine's been sending me those emails. Josephine's been calling me. So I'm ready to buy. I'm going to call her. And you want them to remember your name. You want them to remember your face. You want to be having those conversations with them. So basically, that's where your email drip campaigns come in. And again, it would be a different sort of email drip campaign. And for all of your buyers in whatever database you're using, you should be keeping in touch with these people. So those people that are about a year out, I would say you keep in touch with them about once a month. So not in touch via email. Email, maybe you could send more often, but I would say phone call. The phone is the best way to keep in touch with anybody and to always build a relationship, especially when you're involved in a transaction or you're working with hot buyers. No matter what the situation, the phone is always the best. So once a month, just go through your whole database. You can use whatever dialer you're using. So we use Boomtown as our database for our drip campaigns and so forth. And we use Mojo for our calls. So you can make a voicemail and drop a voicemail in everybody's box. If they don't answer the phone, if they do answer the phone, have that conversation. You know, hey, buyer, it's your favorite realtor, Josephine, just checking in on you. And then you can say, you know, just find out what's going on with them. And, you know, even if it's a little bit of a conversation, just like I talked about last time, conversation. Again, it will make them remember you so that when the time comes that they are ready to buy, they know who to call. And then you can, you know, like I said, you have your emails, you have your calls, and that's just a way to keep in touch with your C buyers. And then the same thing with the B buyers. You want to, you know, that may be a little bit more often because it will be that they will be buying sooner, but you always want to keep in touch with people. Follow up is the biggest thing that you can commit yourself to doing. Follow up. Because it will make the difference of somebody choosing you as their real estate agent or not. So with all of these people, you know, like I said, your classification is A buyer, B buyer, and C buyer. Your A buyers, hot buyers. Your B buyers, almost ready buyers, and then your C buyers are not ready yet. So again, no lead is bad. They're all people and we have to treat them that way. And just the follow-up is key. The follow-up is key. So just make sure you know who you're working with, because again, you want to make sure that you're spending your time with those A buyers. You never want to forget the other buyers, but you want to make sure as an agent, you're spending your time going out on appointments and making appointments and trying to devote your time to those A buyers, because those are the ones that are going to be loyal to you. They're going to make offers. They're going to listen to you, take your advice. And that's what you're here for. You're here to guide those people and help them in their purchase of a new home. So that's what I got for you today. And I hope again that that was some, you know, information that you can use in your business, and look forward to more videos.